Do all beings undergo rebirth? Can a mosquito be born as a human being? Will earthworms, cockroaches, and insects be born again? Do all beings undergo rebirth, or some beings do not have rebirth? These are some of the questions people ask when we talk about rebirth. We cannot easily dismiss these questions, since these questions are sensible and logical. If Buddha were to live today, we could have approached him to clear our doubts. But in his absence, we have to rely on Dhamma and perhaps modern scientific discoveries too can shed some lights on this topic. To understand the Buddhist concept of rebirth, we also have to understand the concept of samsara, repeated birth and death cycle. From the Buddhist point of view, this is not the first life we are living. This is also not the last life we are going to live. We have been born billions of times in the past. We will be born again and again in time to come. So this wandering on from life to life is samsara. In Samyutta Nikaya, there is a group of discourses under the label of Anamataga Samyutta. Here, the theme of these suttas is samsara. Typically, the suttas starts with the statements of the Buddha. Anamataggo yang bhikkave sansaro pubba kotina panyayati. Monks, this sansara is without discoverable beginning. Here, when it is said, the samsara is without a discoverable beginning, the Buddha does not say there is no beginning, but he simply says, no matter how back to the past we travel through time and space, we will still see the repeated existence. In the suttas, we come across the Buddha recollect his past lives, hundreds and thousands and billions of past lives, throughout cosmic evolution of world contraction and world expansions. So this beginning of the round of existence goes back to the past without a discoverable beginning. We also have to understand something very clearly here. Beginning of the life on earth is not the beginning of wandering on samsara. At this point, we can ask the questions. From where did we come to the earth then? According to the Buddhist teachings, if we existed even before the life on earth, then we can legitimately ask this question. In Aggaṇya Sutta, the Buddha explains the life came from a distant world known as Abhassara to the earth. Well, this Buddhist concept, in fact, has got its scientific side too. Among the scientific community, it is a hypothesis to believe or to say that life came from a distant universe. One of these theories is known as panspermia. It is a theory to say that life originated somewhere else in this universe and then migrated to the earth. We also can ask this question, now life originated on the earth and it evolves, and we have different types of beings, and we exist as human beings. And one day, when this planet, the earth itself, when it destroyed, what will happen to these living beings? According to the Buddhist teachings, this planet that we are living is not permanent. In time to come, it will be destroyed, not by anyone else, but because of natural causes, especially because of the sun. Sun will burn up the earth. In Gaddala Sutta, the Buddha says, monks, there will be a time that these great mountains will burn up, become ashes, no more exists. These great oceans will dry up, evaporate, and do not exist anymore. There will be a time that this great earth will burn up and become ashes and no more exist. But still, there will not be a time where the living beings who are wandering in this cycle of existence, hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving, come to an end. So even though this earth that we are living were to be destroyed, and the living beings will migrate throughout the universe from one realm of existence to another realm of existence. So we are the citizens of this universe in that broader sense. We existed even before the earth, and we will exist even after the earth. not as a permanent entity that does not undergo the changes, but as energy forms which are in a constant flux. Now, with this understanding, we can ask the question of this talk. Do all beings undergo rebirth? In Gaddula Sutta itself, Buddha further explained, as long as we have attachment to our own feelings, perception, mental formation, and consciousness, we will not be free from this cycle of repeated birth and death. He says, like a dog which is tied down to a pillar, and we will evolve and revolve around the concept of I, me, and mine, clinging to our own form, feeling, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. So these are the five aggregates of clinging. Popularly in Buddhist teachings, we use the term satta to mean a living organism, which are very complicated, yet very advanced, and developed to the stage of these five aggregates of clinging. These are the living organism that undergo the process of rebirth. Now, to understand whether all living beings have rebirth or not, perhaps we also can look into the scientific knowledge which is readily available for us today. Living organism on the earth itself. When we look at the living organism, we can see microorganisms like bacteria, algae, fungus. They are living organisms, but not living beings. What about multicellular organisms like plants and trees? It seems they are more advanced. Today, new research show that plants and trees, in fact, they can sense, learn, and remember, as well as to react. So these are some of the amazing abilities of the plant life. And we all know and have seen and experienced the plant Mimosa pudica, which is a plant which is very sensitive to touch. The moment we touch it, it reacts. New research show that not only that, it can remember and react. Some plants have evolved to be carnivorous. What about those plants that we recognize as Venus flytrap and such type of plants? They hunt the insects for their food. So these are some other life organism or living organism which are more developed. But when we go further, we come across more developed living organism, animals. Human being is also an animal. So in this organ, the living organism, we can also see different types of living organism. Sponge, worms, insects, amphibians, reptiles, birds, mammals, all these are different types of living organism. Now, in this particular case, sponge seems to be very interesting because it is not a plant, and yet it is also not an animal according to our familiar way of thinking. Scientists categorize it to be an animal. Yet it looked like a plant. It remained in one place. It cannot move. It reproduces, but without a sexual act. Many of these animals, which are almost like plants, they are herbivorous, but some of these plants also have developed the carnivorous tendency. They hunt for the food. So this is another developed state, more developed than the plant, and yet not very developed like to be an animal in the sense that we recognize move and can do many other functions. So now, looking at to the questions, do all beings have rebirth? From the Dharma point of view, as far as I understand, the living organism that evolved and developed to five aggregates of clinging, which is a complex and highly developed mechanism. And these are the beings who undergo rebirth process. The other living organisms which are not developed to this state may not undergo rebirth process. Now it is possible. At one point, some of these living organisms might develop to the state of complex mechanism of five aggregates of clinging. If such a thing were to happen, then a new being enter to the realm of repeated birth and death cycle. Such a living being will be recognized as a satta, to mean five aggregates of clinging. Such a living being will exist his physical death and reappear and undergo the process of rebirth. The Buddha, in fact, designed his teaching in order to explain this complex mechanism of birth and death cycle and its underlying force and how we can go beyond this cycle and attain enlightenment. This specific teaching is known as Four Noble Truths. The first truth clearly and precisely explains the nature of this wandering on. The beings are undergoing birth and death cycle, life after life, and their experiences and the process of this journey is well explained in first truth. The second truth specifically points out the underlying the force behind this process of wandering on. The Buddha recognized it. It is the craving as well as the ignorance. These are the propelling force behind the repeated existence. And they bring a renewed existence after the death, again and again. The third truth, it is the freedom from this cycle. If you were to achieve the freedom from this cycle, then we have to destroy the underlying force of this mechanism of rebirth, which is known as release from repeated existence, vimutti, freedom, enlightenment. And the fourth truth precisely explains how we can do that. If you were to achieve this goal, then within these five aggregates of clinging itself, we need to develop our ethical, spiritual, and intellectual abilities following the Noble Eightfold Path. That will lead us to go beyond this repeated existence, which is the goal of all the Buddhist practitioners. I think this is enough as a talk, so we can open this for Q&A.